and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. Good morning. I hope you are having a great day. I've missed you. I was on this amazing trip to Washington, D.C. We saw Les Miserables, and it was just so wonderful. But now I'm back. I'm back at the Freedom Force Battalion headquarters, and I'm glad to be here with you. I'm glad to see everybody in the chat. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's Word. And boy, do we have some great things to look at today, because just last night, when I was basically getting off the plane, President Trump destroyed basically the CIA stronghold in Iran. We've been waiting on that for about 8 years, and there we go. The poor people of Iran have been waiting on it much longer, and there's a lot of fear out there, especially with the Iranian people. They don't know what's going on. There's a lot of misinformation going on over there. So if you know people who live in Iran, just help them understand that this is the day that they're finally going to get set free from this Khomeini creep. And really, it's a CIA creep. Yeah, of course, he starts with the letter K. Anyway, we'll get into all of that. If you're new here, definitely check into our site, freedomforce.live. Everybody see everything? Go ahead and give me a thumbs up. Give me a like. Let's go ahead and do that quick before we get started. And I really appreciate you guys doing that. I appreciate everybody sharing everything that I've been posting over on social media. The social media is right here on freedomforce.live. Where is it? Where did you go? I think I have it too big. There it is. If you look here, you'll see all the social media is right here. And it's for the where we post, as well as the video channels. And also, you'll see over 1,000 videos. So get busy. 1,000 videos on how this is biblical and what's been going on this whole time. And I'm just telling you, all the things that I've been saying for all this time are aging very well. I'm very happy to say that it's all going right according to biblical prophecy and the plan. And it's a great day, because the bottom line, it's the end times for them. And 1,000 years of peace for us. If you're not familiar, I wrote this book, End Times and 1,000 years of Peace. It's the end for them. It's the end of their rule. And it was the end of it for them ruling Iran. It is. And they're going to try this, a little bluster here and a bluster there. But this, the whole boogeyman of Iran is over, just like it happened in North Korea all these years ago. Was it 2018? It was over, and there's nothing to do but cry about it. And that's why on the meme I put for this video, I put Netanyahu crying. I don't care what President Trump says about them working together. I don't care what he says about he did a great job. He proved last night that Netanyahu and all of them were incompetent. And they didn't want to destroy it. They wanted to use it as a boogeyman. Okay, so there you go. That's the video. That's basically the video. That's everything that I want to say right there. So should I go? Yeah, y'all want to hear more. All right, so yeah, I think you're really, really going to enjoy it. This is if you want to know more about end times, the truth. And so you can be encouraged to know this is the great day we've been waiting for all our lives, that not only is Iran going to be set free, but the whole world will be set free. Go and check out my site, freedomforce.live/endtimes, right there, and you can see more about that. And you can also listen to the audiobooks. The audiobooks are right there. All right, let's go ahead. Don't forget, hit the like button, everybody, right now, before we forget. Now, our wonderful president, as he came out last night to tell exactly what had happened, he said, "We love you, God." Wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that awesome? Check that out. Check it out.
And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say, we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East, God bless Israel, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There you go. Wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that beautiful? And, you know, the pressure of the entire world on his shoulders and just being in prayer. And I know we've been in prayer for him for so long. And just knowing that he's the chosen one. The Lord chose him to be in this position for such a time as this. And just that was just precious the way he said, you know, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that none of our people got hurt. Then thank you that the mission went off perfectly. I'm going to talk about exactly what happened. It was so exciting. I just found out about it last night. I was on an errand. I stopped the car. I'm like, I got to do a video. So, you know, you're getting hot off the press of what happened last night with three of the nuclear facilities in Iran being basically gone, destroyed. Now, they don't have what they call a BDA, a battle something assessment yet. But either way, that's really what happened on that. And so we'll see, you know, what's the next move and counter move. We'll get to that in the video here in just a second. And I also want you to hear what Secretary Pete Hegseth said. He gave glory to God for the success in the mission in Iran. And he, of course, congratulated our wonderful president. And he said what an honor it was to be in there and watching him lead this entire thing. Absolutely amazing to have a commander-in-chief who is so, we are so blessed. I want you guys to just pinch yourselves that you are getting to see the Lord's kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Lord Jesus told us to pray that, and this is what we're witnessing. We are witnessing the kingdom being birthed on earth. And what has to happen is those who've been doing all this evil in the world have to be removed one by one by one by one. And this was a big one. We've been waiting on this for so long. All right, so I want you to hear what Pete Hegseth says. And I'm just so thankful the Lord is putting in, raising up people in these positions of authority now who are so good. It's just so wonderful to see how the Lord has put righteous people in these positions. And it's going to be everywhere. Can you imagine? I just can't talk about it. I had a heartbreak this week for something that I was hoping that I would have a righteous person be put in a position, and that did not happen. And it's hard because I just want every position filled with the righteous. And I just have to wait on the Lord on some of these things because it was not done yet. We're still in there, you know, placing people, and sometimes people aren't ready for it. That's what the Lord told me. The Lord told me there's people, some people are not ready, so they have to wander in the wilderness some more. I don't know who that might be speaking to, but that's what the Lord is helping me to get through this. But anyway, that's just a sad story. I'm sorry. I've been so thankful for Hegseth. I'm so thankful for Raising Cane. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to show you him, too. Anyway, so check out Pete Hegseth giving glory to God.
Congratulations to our commander-in-chief. It was an honor to watch him lead last night and throughout, and to our great American warriors on this successful operation. God bless our troops. God bless America, and we give glory to God for his providence and continue to ask for his protection. I turn it over now. Congratulations to our
community. Isn't this wonderful? I want you to enjoy the show. Just, you know, we had just gone through so much with all these evil people in these positions, and it says that when the wicked are in power, the people mourned, didn't we though? Now that we have righteous people in these positions who are cleaning out the evil and who are giving glory to God, I want us to just give praise to the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. We give glory to you, and we thank you that you have given us righteous leaders. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that's what, you know, President Trump is saying. You know, he's got good people. You know, it's for this thing to have gone off without any without anyone knowing, that is miraculous. You have to have good people at every level. We've had, you know, and there's also this need to know. So there's certain people that knew certain things and other people who knew more things and all that. But the point is, it went off without anyone even knowing. The Griffin girl, whatever, whatever it is, came on the news and said, you know, couldn't believe that she's at the Pentagon and no one is there. No one's saying anything. There were no leaks. That is amazing. It's amazing. This is what happens when you've got a good leader who puts in good people in position of authority, and you put in people in every level down who are good people, and you purge the bad ones. That tells you right there we have good people in these positions, because if a leaker had found out, they would have gone immediately, and this whole mission would have failure, and putting these people's lives in danger. So thank you, Lord. So very, very exciting. And did you notice he came out at 10:02? Thank you, Hot Rod. Thank you, Hot Rod. Good job, Hot Rod. That was awesome. 10:02. That's not a coincidence, I don't think. That was awesome. So that was pretty cool. We've been waiting for a 10:02. We just didn't know what it was going to be and when it was going to be, but it's very exciting to see that happen. Very, very cool. All right, so I want you to see that 10:02, President Trump came out to announce about this amazing victory, basically over, for if those of you who are new, the CIA took over, or New World Order, whatever you want to call it, the criminal cabal took over Iran to use it as a boogeyman years ago, 46 years ago, and now This is how you remove them from their positions of power. And now the people, I'm going to play a video about that in a second, but they're going to be able to control their own country. Every nation will be able to have free and fair elections and control their own country, and they can do their own regime change. We're not in here to try to do regime change. We're just trying to give them a fighting chance to have their country back instead of having this arm of the American government controlling their country and their people. They've suffered for far, far, far too long. Yeah. And my dear friend, as soon as this happened, I knew she was going to be afraid. She's from Iran. And so she was saying, she was, panicking. And I said, don't be panicking. But anyway, she didn't know what that is. But anyway, I was telling her about how, just what was really going on. And that this is finally the day that they're going to be set free and not to be afraid. That we're not attacking the people. JD said that we're not attacking the people. We're attacking the ones who have controlled this country for far too long and used it as the nuclear boogeyman. Remember, like with North Korea, it was a boogeyman. Now, after this happened and the CIA was removed from North Korea, they were no longer the boogeyman. I mean, it happened that quick. This is what we're seeing for Iran too. Praise the Lord. I love me some Elon. I love this week. After everybody's just like, what's going on? It's so scary. And it's hair on fire. He just posts Peppy lighting a cigarette. Like, everybody chill. Love it. I just love it. For those of you who've been watching, following 17 for all this time, that was just great. That was just awesome. So we're continually supposed to stay comfy and just relax, have a cigarette, maybe start smoking if you want to. I'm just playing. All right, so he also posted this morning. He said, am I the best troll in the world or the second best? I love that. Yeah, I voted that he's the second best. What do you guys say? I'd say he's the second best, but he's got a lot of people who say he's the first best. It's a tight competition, no doubt about it. But I don't think anyone can beat President Trump on anything, on anything. I thought that was fun. All right, so yeah, President Trump posted this, said this the other day. When they were raising the flag, and I didn't even bring a picture of the raising the flag, but I do think that was significant. I believe it was symbolic of us putting our flag in the ground, that we control our country again. We are a sovereign nation again. Praise the Lord. We have our own country. This is the significance of planting a flag. He planted one on the front lawn and one on the back lawn, and that's what the significance is. I feel very sure, don't you guys think? This was a signal that we have our own country, and especially now that we see what President Trump did as a sovereign country, going and taking care of this enemy, not doing some military action of under the auspices of the New World Order, which have been controlling our country, but we as the people, as our sovereign nation, went and did this with our duly elected president. This is a new day. This is the golden age. This is the day when we have our own country back and not controlled by these creeps. So praise the Lord for that. And I'll let you hear it.
I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference. Big difference.
Oh, my goodness. He's so cute. I just love him, you know, where he pats somebody on the shoulder or on the arm, you know, they like, yeah, right. You know, he just makes me smile in my heart. Doesn't he, you? That was great. Yeah, I was the hunted. He was for so long, but now he's the hunter. He's the hunter. This is a video when he was planting the flag at the White House, saying, I'm no longer a slave to the New World Order. I'm no longer one of their employees of their corporation. I'm now back as a sovereign individual, and I'm hunting them down, bringing them down, so that they can't do that to anybody else in the world ever, ever, ever again. This is what the Bible talks about when it talks about the end times for this beast. It says the beast and the false prophet who've done all this evil in the world will be gone, and they'll never come back again. They will never be able to do their evil all over the world, where they've had this intricate web that has been a stranglehold on the entire world, in every country, in every city, in every state. That's over. We've been the hunted, but now we're the hunters. Woo! How about that, you guys? How about that? How about that? How about that? I love that. I love that. All right. So, I was actually in D.C., and I didn't see any military equipment. I do believe that that was symbolic also, that we are taking our country back. That whole thing was about that we're showing by overwhelming force that we are in control. This is our military. This is the people's military. That's what you have to do. You have to show that you are in control. President Trump showed to everyone in the whole wide world that he is in control of the military. And he went immediately and planted the flag in the North Lawn and the South Lawn of the White House. And we are no longer the hunted. We are the hunters. Praise the Lord. Now let's get into what did Raising Cain say about this. Okay, so this is our great Pete Hegseth, where he's talking about who's going to make these decisions. Okay, check this out.
Elected President of the United States. Yeah. And the American people elected him to make these decisions on their behalf. And if and when those decisions are made, the department is prepared to execute.
At that hearing...
Yeah, President Trump is the commander-in-chief. Again, back to the same thing I was just saying. We're no longer being told what to do by Netanyahu. As you've seen very clearly, he was wanting to attack on the 61st day, first day. Okay, yes, it was 60 days that President Trump said, you have 60 days, Iran. Well, Netanyahu went and did this on the 61st day, but, he expected President Trump to follow him like a little puppy dog, like all the former presidents have always done. And he did not do this. He's like, okay, that was you. I'm going to do my own thing in my own time. Now, he did say that they've been working together. We're going to get to that. I'm going to play, I think I have a clip of that. But either way, no matter what he said, the truth remains that Netanyahu was not getting the job done. He was clearly not able to put a stop to whatever they were doing. I've seen pictures. I'm sure you have too. I've shared them on the social media that they had these nuclear facilities that were just like a little pinprick. Nothing really happened to them. They didn't really damage them. So here you have Netanyahu saying he's going over there and having all these attacks. For a week, he does all these attack and people dying. Now President Trump goes in strategically, surgically, destroys the three nuclear facilities, and that's the end of it. He is not going, our guys are coming back, we're done. So it's because that's the whole thing, like Netanyahu was like, oh, we're going to be involved in this war for years, and it's going to take months and years. This is what they wanted to do. They love war, and they want to drag us into this war. No, we're not doing that. President Trump showed the world, we're going to go, we're going to do this, and we're done. So we're going to see what they're going to do next. They're trying to close the Straits of Hormuz, which could really affect global worldwide finance on oil sales. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll just watch and see. But bottom line, President Trump is the one who decides. He's the one who was duly elected by the people. It's not going to be a decision by anyone, Netanyahu or Hegseth or anyone besides President Trump. It's a new day. It's the golden age. All right. The other thing is that President Trump had said there's no way that Iran Fordow nuclear facility last. He posted this just before. I don't have the time on here. Sorry about that. But he had posted this just before he, you know, went over and basically telling us. I was actually didn't when I was preparing for today's video. I didn't even know, you know, this was before the attack on the nuclear facilities, and so I didn't know that was going to happen. So I was just posting this. But reality is that he's said it was couldn't last, and it didn't. So check this out.
I think that Donald Trump has never wavered from the ultimate objective, which is that the Iranian nuclear program has to end. It has to be dismantled. It has to be destroyed. The only question has been whether it's done militarily or whether it's done voluntarily. He gave them a 60-day deadline. They let the deadline pass, and so Israel began bombing on day 61. And now he is basically holding out. This is your last chance. The time for negotiation is over. There's not going to be any kind of deal. This is a question of whether Iran cries Amu, which is Persian for uncle, and allows U.S. to come in and blow up Fordow from inside, or we do it from without, from the skies above with B-2 bombers. But I think there is zero chance that the Fordow nuclear facility survives this encounter with Iran.
The TUI.
There you go. There you go. And it didn't. So he had just posted that. And he didn't say, oh, we're going over to bomb him tonight, just by the way. You know, he didn't tell all of that. But here now we know that. We know that that's exactly what he was planning on doing and that it did not last. And it was not going to last. And he had told them that, you know, for a long time. All right, so there was an earthquake. And I don't know if you guys have any idea. I'd love to hear in the chat what you think happened with that earthquake. Was it a natural disaster? Was it just coincidence that all this is going on and you have an earthquake, or was there something else going on underneath? Don't know. I just thought that was very interesting. They had, of all times, they had this 5.1 magnitude earthquake. I would be, you know, I would expect that this was something that was being done, you know, that was not a natural event. I just was, is what I'm going to guess. But I don't really, you know, have any more information on that. But if you guys do, please put it in the chat. All right. So here's where they were talking about this B-2 stealth bombers with their terrifying capabilities were on the move as the Iran tensions were heating up. They're bunker-busting bombs. All right. So they've got these bombs that are 30,000 pounds. Is it 30,000 pounds? Whatever it was, it's huge. I'm sorry, I'll get to that here in a minute. But anyway, so they can't catch these on radar, and they didn't. They went into Iran, they came out of Iran, and they were never found caught at all. No, they're on any radar. So that tells you this is absolutely amazing technology that they can't be detected. All right, so but that's what they were supposedly going to Guam. And I'll show you this in a second, but bottom line, when they took off, a group went to Guam as a decoy to draw everyone's attention. Oh, they're going to Guam. And thinking, okay, well, this is going to happen in the next, you know, potentially the next week. But the other ones went immediately straight to, from Missouri all the way to Iran, which is absolutely amazing. And they obviously did the refueling in the air. So these people flew this entire way. These people are in tip-top condition, tip-top, you know, Top Gun type of people. And I don't know if you knew this, but Dan Scavino posted Guam, you know, and he was confirming that what Jennifer Griffin was saying was that the decoy, the B-2 bombers going to Guam were decoys. All right, so I want you to see that. And so they're saying that this is what it's going to look like a Top Gun movie. And so this is, so you've got these, I think first what they had was the Tomahawk missiles. I'm gonna play the Raising Cane one for you so you can see, you know, what happened. But this is, they would soften up that first ground layer and then have these bombs go straight into this, like he says, into this target the size of a washing machine. Love that. Love that description of it. But this is the technology that we've had for all these years, and now, you know, using it to basically save the world. This is what this is about. It's saving the world from this nuclear threat. Now you no longer have North Korea as a nuclear threat. You no longer have Iran as a nuclear threat. And, you know, okay, just so you know, China came out saying you know, oh, you shouldn't have done this. How could you do this? Whatever. You know, we all feel very strongly that both Putin and Xi are working with President Trump. And we know Saudi Arabia is, so it's game over. It really is checkmate, like President Trump had his beautiful queen, Melania, do act out the other day at the beautiful parade. All right, so this is where she was saying that within 2 weeks he was going to do this. Check this out.
Iran poses the next essential threat to Israel, our Middle Eastern allies, and the United States. And of course, the president has repeated that in his first term as president and his second term as president as well. That's why he was adamantly opposed to the disastrous Iranian nuclear agreement that was implemented by President Obama. And it's why he has given great latitude and given a lot of effort to achieving a diplomatic solution. But he's been very clear, Iran went for 60 days when he gave them that 60-day warning without coming to the table. On day 61, Israel took action against Iran. And as I just told you from the president directly, he will make a decision within 2 weeks. So the president...
Okay, yeah, so that's where she was saying it was going to be within 2 weeks. Well, it was just 2 days in. So it wasn't like 2 weeks, which is, you know, taking us basically to the 4th of July. Oh, and just so you know, they did say that that Iran flew a missile into Tel Aviv, and they showed the damage. I posted that early this morning. I'm very skeptical. I looked at what they're purporting to be the damage. It did not look new. Nothing was smoldering. People were walking on this. It didn't look like something that had just happened to me. It just did not. That's not what it looked like. And that would stand to reason because we know that, oh, look, we're gonna cause all this war. They can put anything on the news, okay? So I would not be surprised if that is fake news and that they're just saying that so that they can say, well, we're gonna have World War III, whether you like it or not. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. And anyone who wants to have World War III is out, whether it's the leadership in Iran or whether it's Netanyahu or any of these globalist puppets. All right, so someone was saying on the chat that there were three earthquakes. I did not see anything about that. I just saw the one earthquake. So I have not seen anything about that. So if you have a link to that, please post it in the chat and I would be happy to look into that a little bit more. All right, so that's again, I'm taking you up on a timeline of what was happening every day to until we got this done. So they were talking about the B-2 bombers. They're talking about, you know, explaining that. They're saying this is what's going to happen. So they, you know, they were talking about it already, that this was what was going to happen, but it was not expected last night. They were saying within 2 weeks. And they just thought that he was blustering like all the others have done, that they just talk a big game. Well, President Trump does not do that. He follows through with what he's going to say. Now, this is Dan Raisin Kane. He is, remember though, he was the famous one that President Trump was in the plane and the guy just landed so in the dark and he was just so impressed by this guy and he couldn't believe his name, Raisin Kane. And so he gave this great detailed description of the attacks and it was named Operation Midnight Hammer. All right. And so, couple things. Let me see. There wasn't a single shot fired. No, not a single shot fired at our men on the way in or on the way out. That's just how unexpected the operation was to Iran. They were not prepared. So that tells you right there, they were asleep at the wheel. They weren't, and I think that because our technology beats theirs technology and it didn't even go off on their radar. Initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction. So immediately, I'm going to get ahead of myself a little bit, but immediately Netanyahu comes out saying, oh, congratulations, President Trump. But you know, he is like, no, he's seething because now he can no longer use Iran as a boogeyman. So, you know, of course, I'm sure he's going to move on to the next thing as he always does. But anyway, it is revealing to the world that he's just a warmonger, whether it's Lebanon or Syria or whatever. All right, so I want you to hear what he had to say, some details about what happened. So listen very carefully.
Friday into Saturday morning, a large B-2 strike package comprised of bombers launched from the continental United States. as part of a plan to maintain tactical surprise. Part of the package proceeded to the west and into the Pacific as a decoy, a deception effort known only to an extremely small number of planners and key leaders here in Washington and in Tampa. The main strike package, comprised of 7 B-2 Spirit bombers, each with 2 crew members, proceeded quietly to the east with minimal communications. Throughout the 18-hour flight into the target area, the aircraft completed multiple in-flight refuelings. Once over land, the B-2s linked up with escort and support aircraft in a complex, tightly timed maneuver requiring exact synchronization across multiple platforms in a narrow piece of airspace, all done with minimal communications. This type of integration is exactly what our joint force does better than anyone else in the world. At approximately 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last night, and just prior to the strike package entering Iran, a U.S. submarine in the Central Command Area of Responsibility launched more than 24 Tomahawk land attack cruise missiles against key surface infrastructure targets at Esfahan. As the Operation Midnight Hammer strike package entered Iranian airspace, the U.S. employed several deception tactics.
Okay, hang on. Before we go on anymore, I want to just show you what you're looking at right here. I hope it's big enough on your device to be able to see what this is. Okay, so here is Missouri right here. So these planes take off from Missouri. Now, you know, one of them went to Guam, so it's headed west toward, you know, into the Pacific, okay? And so you've got all these 7, how cool is that, biblical number of 7 of these bombers, B-2 bombers go in, and you've got some other planes that are along with them, and they go all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. All the way across, they go all the way into the Middle East, right there, like, just, you know, it's all, like, north of the Arabian Peninsula on the north side, okay? So now they're all the way over here. Now look at this square right here. You'll see that this is the detail, blown up a little bit. I know it's not the greatest picture. It's a little bit fuzzy. But then you'll see also here in the Gulf, you'll see there was there were subs there. And they were shooting, what he was just saying, these, I think he called them tactical missiles. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact word. But bottom line, to soften up some of the targets in Esfahan, however you say it. Anyway, the point is, they were there. They had already gone into this area. We've been watching that happen, the carriers and the submarines, you know, hearing about the submarines going over into this area for a couple of weeks now. But so their part of the mission was to shoot all these Tomahawk missiles into these areas. Okay, so that's catching you up on what he says. So you've got these orange are those 3 locations. And so what I think this little orange stripe here is to show you that they were shooting these Tomahawk missiles into here. And if you noticed that they were doing all this almost in such precision that without even having, you know, under basically radio silence. I mean, they're all doing it on precision, timing, coordinated, and trusting each other that they all have this done, and they're all doing this in exact the right timing, and absolutely amazing. They have to have huge trust in each other that they're going to do the job. Each person's going to do their job, because they could not reveal, you know, what was going on. Really, really amazing. All right, so, okay, now the next part, I want you to hear what Elsie has to say.
Including decoys, as the 4th and 5th generation aircraft pushed out in front of the strike package at high altitude and high speed, sweeping in front of the package for enemy fighters and surface-to-air missile threats. The strike package was supported by U.S. Strategic Command, U.S. Transportation Command, U.S. Cyber Command, U.S. Space Command, U.S. Space Force, and U.S. European Command.
Okay, did you guys catch that? That's a lot of different divisions who had worked together, coordinating together. So, you know, again, there are certain people at the top who know the most of what, you know, detail of everything that's going on. And then each one, you know, as they go lower down, they know less and less, but they are just have to, you know, be very, faithful to do the mission that they are called to do. And they all did. So really, congratulations. You know, thank you. Kudos to them for how they worked so hard to do that. I thought that was great. So it was so many different command groups that were involved in Operation Midnight Hammer. All right.
As the strike package approached Fordow and Natanz, the U.S. protection package employed high-speed suppression weapons to ensure safe passage of the strike package, with fighter assets employing preemptive suppressing fires against any potential Iranian surface-to-air threats. We are currently unaware of any shots fired at the U.S. strike package on the way in.
Wow.
At approximately 6:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2:10 a.m. Iran time, the lead B-2 dropped two GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrator weapons on the first of several aim points at Fordow. As the president stated last night, the remaining bombers then hit their targets as well, with a total of 14 MOPs dropped against two nuclear target areas. All three Iranian nuclear infrastructure targets were struck between 6:40 p.m. and 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Again, that's about 2:10 in the morning, local time.
Okay, so that it was like a 25-minute operation. And it was, I mean, precision timing. So they got this all done. It was 2:10 in the morning there in Iran. And did you catch where he said that they did not even have any fire back at them? Not even one that they know of. Not even one bit of fire. And he also said there was 14 of these MOPs. That's a funny name for it. But anyway, the point is, this is 14 of these precision bombs. Okay, so I wanted you to see that. Oh, and they also said it was done on a night that is a waning moon. What that means is it's almost, complete darkness. You don't have any moonlight. It's very, very, very dark, so they couldn't detect them with their eyes. They wouldn't be able to detect, and they couldn't detect them with the equipment either. So that was done in such a perfect way. So, all right, so I think there's just a little bit more he has to say.
In Iran, with the Tomahawk missiles being the last to strike at Esfahan to ensure we retain the element of surprise throughout the operation. Following weapons release, the Midnight Hammer strike package exited Iranian airspace and the package began its return home. We are unaware of any shots fired at the package on the way out. Iran's fighters did not fly, and it appears that Iran's surface-to-air missile systems did not see us. Throughout the mission, we retained the element of surprise. In total, U.S. forces employed approximately 75 precision-guided weapons during this operation. This included, as the president stated last night, 14 30,000-pound GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrators, marking the first ever operational use of this weapon. I know that battle damage is of great interest. Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction. More than 125 U.S. aircraft participated in this mission, including B-2 stealth bombers, multiple flights of fourth and fifth generation fighters, dozens and dozens of air refueling tankers, a guided missile submarine, and a full array of intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance aircraft, as well as hundreds of maintenance and operational professionals.
How amazing. How amazing is that? All that we have paid for and all that we have prepared for is being used in the proper way, not being used by these generals who are doing this to harm the people. They did not harm one person in Iran. Now, Netanyahu did. And President Trump was saying that. It was just such a waste of life. We don't have to do it that way. You do it strategically, surgically, the guided missiles went straight to the heart of these nuclear facilities, and that was the end of it. A guided missile, so they hit the target, small as a washing machine. Amazing. And this is how you do it. And again, it's because this has not been a free nation. Of course, this has been a country that's been controlled by this satanic criminal cabal. And then now they'll have a fighting chance, I think, as H. Clay was just saying. I think that's what you were saying, bro, that they have now a fighting chance, because imagine if you have a country and it's taken over by outside forces and used as a boogeyman. How can the people gain control back? It's way too big for them. And so now they'll be able to have their own country, have the free and fair elections. I just watch and see. That's what I believe is going to happen in the next couple of days. Now, that's if you want to watch more of that, I did post that today, but I did want to play a big chunk of it, because I wanted you to see, exactly what happened in this operation. So wonderful, so great. So his name is Dan Kane. They also call him Raisin Kane. Let me see if I can get this back. Okay. So here, I want you to know a little bit more about Raisin Kane. Before we do this, I did see something this morning, and so people were saying, see, this is a satellite image showing that the damage to the entryways into Iran's underground nuclear site at Fordo, but no enormous crater following the U.S. strikes. Well, this was not a current picture. I have since posted a current picture. And so there's a lot of fog of war and a lot of disinformation out there. So just be very, very careful about what you look at and what you share. And this is what President Trump said is what I'm gonna trust. Open source intel, Fordo is gone. And this was someone who was on there and took a video and showed what it looked like. And I believe that's the truth. That right there is the truth. And even if you're skeptical like I am, you're like, okay, I'll wait and see. Well, the same thing that happened in North Korea, like I said, way back in 2018. And the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. All those years we heard, oh, little rocket man, I've got a rocket, but my button's larger than yours. I mean, that's all. Remember all that? And so now, once this happened in 2018 and this the mountain caved in, remember all that? Then that no more do we hear anything about Little Rocket Man. That's the end of it. They were no longer be able to go. Everyone knew that they could no longer be used as the nuclear boogeyman. And the same thing will happen for the people of Iran. They'll have their own country back. Okay. But before we go on, I've got more things to tell you. But before we do that, I want to show you a little bit about Cain and Raisin Cain. Okay. So a lot of people use the word Raisin Cain as if to say, I'm raising hell. Okay. I'm going to cause all kind of mischief and all kinds of, that's not what it is. That's not what it is at all. Raising is another word for leveling. Okay. So he's leveling the evil. He's destroying the evil. He's obliterating the evil. That's the point of Raisin Cain. I'm sure you guys know that, but just in case somebody didn't. That's what really Raisin Cain is about, is to destroy evil. It's used kind of the opposite. It's going to cause a lot of mischief. But no, this Raisin Cain is about leveling and destroying the evil. And so for those of you who maybe aren't familiar with the story of who Cain was in the Bible, he was one of the sons of Adam and Eve. And he was an evil person. And his brother Abel was righteous. He was wanting to do the right thing. And so the Lord had told them to do a sacrifice. And the Lord had made it very, very clear that the only way that you could approach him was because everyone is sinful. You have to have the atoning sacrifice. Someone has to pay for sin. Either you pay for your own sin or someone pays in your stead, in your place. And so they would always bring a lamb. They brought the lamb and they would put their hands on the head of the lamb. They would cut the lamb's throat, and the blood being poured out was symbolic that this is the lamb dying in your place. This is a symbolism, of course, of our Lord Jesus, that he, not that that's exactly what happened to him, but you know what happened to our Lord Jesus. He did pour out his blood. He poured out his blood for us, and he died for us. And so, in our place. So he is our atoning sacrifice. So he takes our place, and so our sins are forgiven because our sins have already been punished in Christ. He took the punishment. All right, so Cain, though, when he was going to bring his offering to the Lord, he brought fruits and vegetables. Abel brought a lamb because he recognized what the Lord said. He recognized he was a sinner. He recognized the need of a Savior. He recognized that he couldn't just go to God of his own goodness, of his own, all of his own worthiness. It just wasn't the case. He knew that. Abel knew that. Cain didn't think that he had done anything wrong. He's like, I can do whatever I want to. I'm basically my own God, and I don't have to tell you or obey you, God. That was Cain's attitude. Well, he got very, very angry when the Lord accepted his sacrifice. Now, I think that what ended up happening, it doesn't tell all that detail in the book of Genesis, but other ancient books kind of lead me to believe that the Lord would light the sacrifice on fire. And so he would, it would burn up. It would make like a barbecue of the lamb would cook, okay, on the altar. And so the sweet smelling aroma, like the barbecue would go into heaven. And so it's a picture of prayer. But anyway, obviously you're not going to be able to light fruits and vegetables. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to be able to light on fire, squash and zucchini and whatever vegetables he brought. And so he was really angry that the Lord did not accept his sacrifice of all the fruits and vegetables. He's like, well, I worked hard to raise these fruits and vegetables, and so you should accept them. Well, no, that's not what I told you to bring. Okay, so here's the section in Genesis 4 where it talks about Cain and how angry he got. He got like beside himself with anger. The Lord says in verse 6, why are you so angry? The Lord asked Cain, why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what's right, but if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you, but you must subdue it and be its master. Okay, so the Lord is telling him, be careful. This anger is going to get the better of you, and you're going to do something that you're going to regret. You need to control the anger that you have. And if you will, as he says here, sin, the devil, is really trying to get you. He's trying to destroy your life. And he's telling him, look, it's crouching at the door. Like, it's right there. It's just about to cause you, you're going to do something that you'll never be able to come back from. You have to subdue this and be its master. And so this is the problem. Of his own power, he couldn't overcome his anger, the evil that was inside him, and so he just had let it take over. The rage took over, and the pride took over. How dare God not accept me? And how dare God accept Abel? And then he wanted to lash out at Abel because Abel was righteous. And this is the history of humanity. What is the reason with the New World Order? Why do they hate us? Why do they want to destroy us? Because we are righteous. We recognize the need of a Savior. We recognize that the Lord Jesus' blood washes away our sin. We recognize that we have to humble ourselves before the Lord and have Him give us the power over evil. And this is why they hate us, because they don't want to bow down to the Lord. They don't want to humble themselves before the Lord. They don't want to be told by the Lord what to do and not what not to do. And we have humbled ourselves before the Lord, and they've said, we will do what you have commanded us. They hate that about us. They hate it. And they have just hardened their heart, and sin is crouching at the door. And it's going to destroy them because they cannot. They refuse to repent. So one day, Cain suggested to his brother, this is a bad plan. Let me just tell you, don't do it, Abel. He says, let's go out in the fields. Don't do it, Abel. While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother, Abel, and killed him. He literally, that was the first murder. It was the first death, and it was a murder. And so Abel was dead. His blood is being poured out on the ground. Different from the little sacrifice that the lamb's blood was poured out. Abel's blood was poured out. Afterward, the Lord saw all this, and the Lord asked Cain, this is why this name is so, they don't say the name McCain, right? Where is your brother? Where is Abel? And of course, Cain responded, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? His guardian? Is that my job to keep up with him? You see his attitude? He's got this really bad attitude with the Lord. And instead of humbling himself and saying, I did something terrible to him and he's dead and I'm so sorry. He didn't do that. He's like, none of your business. Don't bother me. I can do what I want. And of course, he wasn't confessing what he did. The Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. The blood had been poured out. You've heard about blood being spilt or blood crying out from the ground. This is where it comes from, this very story in Genesis chapter 4. In the very first family, a brother murdered another brother. It's not looking good for humanity. Let's just put it that way. It says, now you're cursed and you're banished from the ground, which has swallowed your brother's blood. No longer will the ground yield good crops for you, no matter how hard you work. From now on, you'll be homeless, a homeless wanderer on the earth. Cain replied, my punishment is too great for me to bear. You banished me from the land and from your presence. You made me a homeless wanderer. Anyone who kills me will kill me. And the Lord said, no, I will give you a sevenfold punishment to anyone who kills you. Then the Lord put a mark on Cain to warn anyone who might try to kill him. So Cain left the Lord's presence and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. All right, so I want you to know that because that's it. Very, very interesting that this man, who was one of the leaders, the spokesman of this amazing mission to take out the evildoers, is named Raisin Cain. And we know this person. I mean, no, we don't know him, but we've known of him. President Trump has talked about him for a long time. So I just thought that was really cool because his very name is about destroying evil. I just thought that was so great. And I want to make sure that you understood where that comes from. His name is about Raising Cain because we are all together as humanity trying to stop this kind of evil where this is, people are getting away with murder. All right. Y'all, wasn't that cool? Isn't that cool? All right. Now, I want you to hear what J.D. Vance had to say. He said, our war is not with Iran. We're nor war with a nuclear program, and it's gone. Check this out.
Is the United States now at war with Iran?
No, Kristen, we're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program. And let me just say, Kristen, that we're incredibly grateful and proud of the American Air Force pilots who did an incredible job last night. The operation was really extraordinary. These guys flew from Missouri. They didn't land a single time. They dropped 30,000-pound bombs on a target the size of a washing machine and then got back home safely without ever landing in the Middle East or ever stopping other than to briefly refuel. And, of course, they did that in the air. So it's really an incredible operation, a testament to the power of American military. And I think what shows what can happen when you have that great American military in the hands of capable presidential leadership. What we did is we destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. I think we set that program back substantially, and we did it without endangering the lives of the American pilots. That's an incredible thing, and I think we all should be proud. Whatever our politics, we should be proud of what these guys accomplished. A very, very high-impact mission under a lot of pressure.
There you go. Yes, and no one was hurt, not our guys, not the people of Iran. No one was hurt. The only thing that was hurt is the nuclear facilities. All right, the other thing is, here he's talking about, okay, now I want you to bring up about the regime change. This is not about regime change. If anybody talks about that, if you see posts about that, no, it's not. It's not about regime change. That's not what we're trying to do. We're just trying to give the people of Iran a fighting chance. Get these criminals out of there. The ones who've taken over, get them out, and so that they no longer have that power because of the nuclear threat. That is what was allowing them to have this stranglehold on not only Iran, but all over the world, okay? Okay, so I want you to hear what he had to say on that.
Is regime change off the table, Mr. Secretary? And to the chairman, you said the battle damage assessment is still ongoing, but do you believe that some nuclear capability in Iran remains?
This mission was not and has not been about regime change. The president authorized a precision operation to neutralize the threats to our national interests posed by the Iranian nuclear program and the collective self-defense of our troops and our ally Israel.
Thanks for your question. I think BDA is still pending, and it would be way too early for me to comment on what may or may not still be there. But thanks for.
So.
All right. So you caught that this is not about us doing a regime change at all. So that's, you know, he's already made that very, very clear, and it's a little early to have a complete battle damage assessment. Now, let's go to what is going on. What does 17 say about this? Okay, so this, it says back in, on the 2nd of November, 2017, this is post number, I think it's post number 50, which is really cool because 50 is like the Jubilee number, right? The golden age number, right? So the post number 50 is where it's talking about Iran, of all things. This has been going on for a very, very long time. And so let's say, our white hats in the military knew that they were doing all this for such a long time, and they wanted to put a stop to it, how they were going into all these countries and doing this regime change and taking over these countries and using our money and our weapons and our power and, you know, all the misinformation to do it. All right, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just give you an idea what it's talking about. And now it makes a lot more sense than when we maybe read it November 2nd, 2017. We're like, what is this all about? Big drop. This is one of the biggest drops on all of the 4,200 and something drops from 17. How did North Korea obtain uranium? How did Iran obtain uranium? Basically, they were both used as boogeymen, right? And so this was all from these creeps and, you know, through our tax dollars. Why did Barack Obama send billions in cash and wire to Iran? Why the cash component? Was the hostage component a cover? For what? Could any of the cash component be handed off to other people? How many planes carried the cash into Iran? Did they all land in Iran? Did all land in the same location? Why is this relevant? Okay, so Harry's talking a lot about what did they do? What happened? I'm going to show this picture right here. This is a pretty good summary, and I don't know who created this, but I really appreciate it. It's very good to piece it together. So Hillary, remember this, how we got to this point is because Hillary supplied Iran with uranium to enrich the nuclear program way back when she was Secretary of State. She supplied them with this. I'm going to play you a video, though, where in a minute she's going to talk out of a different side of her mouth. All right, so then the next thing you remember is that Barack Obama gave Iran $1.7 billion that they used to fund their nuclear program. How are you going to get this nuclear program? How are you going to get it where they can do all this and be the world boogeyman of nuclear weapons? It's you have to fund it with your tax dollars and mine. All that money that we've worked hard to and sent to the government has now been destroyed. It was sent over there to be an attack against us, and now it's been destroyed. Praise the Lord, it's been destroyed. But this is how our money has been used for evil, not just wasted, but used for evil against not only us, but for the entire world. All right, and then Joe Biden unfroze over $16 billion of funds for Iran. So this was this is how they were using Iran for this boogeyman. Okay, so they're acting like, in one side of their mouth, they'll say that they don't support Iran and we've got to stop Iran, but on the other side of their mouth, then they are funding them. Okay, so here is where, this is what Hillary said years and years and years ago, but again, understand that they work together. And so you can't trust what they're saying. You have to really think through all these things. We have to go, okay, how do they work together in concert? And that's, I'm sure, how you woke up just like I did when you realized that the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bushes are best friends, and they're looking like they're working against each other, but they're not. They're working together against the people. So check this out.
Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran. Whatever stage of development they might be in their nuclear weapons program, in the next 10 years, during which they might foolishly consider launching an attack on Israel, we would be able to totally obliterate them. That's a terrible thing to say, but those people who run Iran need to understand that, because that perhaps will deter them from doing something that would be reckless, foolish, and tragic.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you, Butterbean. All right, so just so you see that's what she is saying, but in the same breath, she is supporting it. Okay, she's sending them the uranium to enrich the nuclear program. She's working with Obama to do to fund this program, as well as with Biden. They all are working together. Again, how else will they create a boogeyman to control the world? But that boogeyman is gone. It's over. That's done. All right. So I hope that helps. Yeah. She's a liar. No doubt, Meow. She is a liar. That's her job. That is her job. And that's what they all do. That's what they all do. All right. So I want you to see that. Okay. So then they said this morning, they said that they're going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. Okay. I'll show you what this is. This is a huge pathway for the oil to go through this Strait of Hormuz. And they control this land, this waterway in through here. So you could maybe squeeze by, but they're going to make this shipping lane impossible to get through. Okay, so I'm just wanting you to know that this is moves and counter moves. That's what they're going to do to respond. They're going to say, "Oh, look, we just attacked Tel Aviv, and we're going to, still fight to the whatever." The reality is, it's over, and so they can bluster. I don't know exactly how President Trump's going to respond to this, but stay tuned. And this is an easy one. This is an easy one, and we're not going to get drawn into World War III. We're just not. We're not doing that, We're not going over to kill innocent people. He's not going to do that. That's just not happening ever, ever again. All right, so I want you to see, you're also probably going to hear some things online. And I've seen some of these things that they're talking about. Oh, Trump is working with Netanyahu, and they're all bringing in end times prophecy, hair on fire, scary, scary, and that you just everybody be afraid because President Trump is basically doing this evil. They take this verse out of context, they misinterpret this passage that I've talked about many times in Daniel chapter 9 about this peace agreement, and they're saying that this is the Antichrist. He's bringing a peace agreement. Isn't that terrible? I mean, so that tells you right there. They have seeded our thoughts that if someone is trying to bring peace, that's the bad guy. How ridiculous. How ridiculous. That's not the correct interpretation. It's not. But they've seeded our thoughts over and over and over that people look at it that way. So if you hear that, I don't want you to freak out. They're like, oh, and this is going to usher in the building of the third temple. The third temple is not a building. It's not a building. Yes, they've had two temples. Those temples are gone. They're in ruins. It's not about a temple. Who cares if you have a temple? Who cares if you have a building? It's not about stones. It's about living stones. Here is this passage in 1 Peter chapter 2. It says, you're coming to Christ, who's the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. What do you mean a cornerstone? He's the first one that's set in place, and that everything, once he's set in place, then everything aligns to him. Everything. All you align to him. I align to him. We all come into alignment with him. Some people say it was the stone that is in the middle of a pyramid, which I think that's a really great way to say it. So we're fitted all around him. And so here it talks about in verse 5, it says, you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more important? You are holy priests to bring people to God. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. My point of reading verse 5 is you are the living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. So kind of think of it, I really think, I like the idea of thinking about it in that Christ is in the center, and that we are fitted all around him to build up this beautiful temple of the Lord. It's not about a physical temple. It's not like one of those things where people stand on each other's shoulders and make a triangle or whatever. It's that we are the temple of God. He said that he would go and prepare a place for us. What is he talking about? He was preparing for the world to be filled with believers. People like Pete Hegseth, people like President Trump, people like, all these wonderful people who are being put in these positions. Good people who will run everything properly. This is the temple that he wants us to live in. And it's not a building. He wants us to live in a world where everyone is being treated fairly and there's peace and there's no more of this evil cabal, satanic cabal running things. So just in case you hear about third temple, scary, scary, again, go back to the books, End Times, my End Times series. I talk about that in that book, as well as I think on the Major Clues from Minor Prophets, I talk about it some too. But anyway, it's a very important concept to understand, okay? All right, so don't let anybody flip you out. All right, so what we're waiting on next is where it says, look to Twitter on post 55, clear communications, clear comms. We're waiting on it. When we look to Twitter, exactly this, quote, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us, ... end quote. God bless. I'm telling you, that's what we're looking for. Okay, so we'll wait and see. So what is going to happen next? When they realize that they cannot use Iran as the boogeyman, I'm thinking that's dawning on them right now, and they're blustering with the Strait of Hormuz, and they're blustering with the attack on Tel Aviv or whatever, but I think they realize that's game over. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Because we've got to get something. Well, this guy thinks it's going to be sleeper cells popping up across the United States. And that would make sense to me with President Trump saying the storm is upon us. So I just, you know, whatever it is, we've been through everything else and here we are. So don't worry. We're not going to worry. We're not going to fret. We're not going to be panicking. No panickings. Not Melly's channel on the Freedom Force Battalion. We're not panickings. We are warriors. And so we're going to just trust the plan. We're going to trust President Trump. And, you know, whatever happens, if President Trump, he's clearly has shown us that he can deputize and federalize the National Guard. And if that's what he has to do, if these people come out, then they can be put a stop to. And we've heard that they're trying to do one of those, what's the name of that thing? The King No Kings protests for the 4th of July. They're preparing for protests on that day. So there might be sleeper cells doing different things. We have a military that and a National Guard who will put a stop to that real quick if they try to do that. And I think that it very likely could be shown at that point, because we know we're saving Israel for last, it might show that those are the ones who are fomenting all of this mayhem. All right, we'll just have to wait and see. Here's the passage right here, the post. It says, let me see if I can figure out which post it is, 916, which was on March 10th, 2018. It says, we are saving Israel for last. Very specific reason, not mentioned a single time. And I think because that right there is maybe that very well could be the keystone that brings the whole thing down when people realize, you know, who this is, you know, what they've been doing. I don't know. So, and the reason I'm saying I'm bringing this up is because, you know, where do we go from here? And so there's been a lot coming out lately about this. And I want you to see a couple things. Check this out. Of course, this is ChatGPT. Did you guys see this? I posted this on the social media. Check this out. This is the ChatGPT logo. Check this out. What is this? What? It's going to flip it around. It's going to put it right back over. It's going to be like, no way. Oh my goodness. Of course. Of course. Of course. Right? How they would want to use this to control humanity. Because, you know, and you and I use, you know, online searches all the time. And so they would want to be able to control what answers we get. Right? So that's why, you know, I am using Grok. And not that it's perfect. It's all just this one big bucket of truth. But they would want to use it to say, okay, to direct this person here or direct that person there. And that's why, you know, if you find that some of your friends that you're just completely at odds with, you're like, what is the deal? Why are we at such odds? Because they try. They just think it's funny to get people, divide people, and bring in all this division. So that's what, you know, beware of ChatGPT, because a lot of people are using it and it's causing a lot of misunderstandings and confusion and division and, you know, all that. So we're not going to be led around by the nose by that. Once they're gone, it's going to be over. I'm sure you guys saw this. So this was very, and I'm not even going to play it, but I just wanted you to be aware. This was a huge moment where Tucker and Ted Cruz were having this big knockdown drag out, basically. And I'm telling you, they're both extremely talented debaters, and they go toe to toe. But I think on this one, I think Tucker won because it exposed Ted Cruz. Some people are saying he won't come back from that because it exposed him as one of those people that when you ask a simple question, all of a sudden, then you're being labeled as an anti-Semite. And so that's exactly what he was basically calling Tucker when he's just asking a simple question about why are these people not signing up as under AIPAC as a foreign, whatever it is. They're supposed to sign up as a, somebody tell me the name of it, but y'all know what I'm talking about. The point is, and so why is it they are controlling so many of the congressmen? And he's asking that simple question. And so, yeah, Ted Cruz, it didn't go well. What do you guys think? I don't think it went well for Ted Cruz on that. And I think, it also did not go well on Israel. So the thing is, are these people, he's trying to say, make sure that people understand he's not saying this about Jews. He's saying this about the nation state of Israel controlling our politicians. That's the problem. We don't want another nation controlling. And, he went off into this whole thing about, I want to be blessed. And it says in the Bible that those who bless Israel will be blessed. And, of course, Tucker has to bring up, I just was screaming. Yes, he says, yeah, well, then are you telling me that when this was written 4,000 years ago that God had it in mind that we should do whatever Netanyahu says? That's not the exact words he said, but basically that was it. Is that what you're saying? That we have to do whatever Netanyahu says? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he caught him in a trap. He got him in a trap. So, yeah, I think that one thing, I think a lot of people, either they saw the whole thing or they saw clips of it where it was really revealing that, no, we do not, God's not intending that we just do whatever Netanyahu says. And the church has been so misled on this. I just hope and pray a lot of people saw this and realized that that's not the interpretation of that verse. Israel is God's people all over the world. That's that, you bless the good people, the righteous people in the world, you'll be blessed. That's what he's talking about. Israel symbolizes not an ethnic group. Israel symbolizes God's people, the righteous who love the Lord. And that is anything but Netanyahu. Yeah. If you haven't seen Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, I just suggest you look it up because that's who Netanyahu is, in my strong opinion, as well as these people here. President Trump started calling out the Murdochs. He says it's why MAGA hates Fox News. Now, this is a big fight that President Trump had this week that no one's even talked about lately because we've got all this other going on with Iran. But he's talking about MAGA hates Fox News. Now, a lot of the older people are watching Fox News and just basically do whatever and believe whatever Fox News has to say. And so I thought this post was really great. And I think it's great if someone hasn't seen it to definitely share it, that President Trump is saying that the true MAGA people don't believe what Fox News is having to say. And so he's talking about how the Murdochs are warmongers and they're doing everything to foment all this war. And so here is what I want you to see about what the Murdoch is basically from Marduk, M-A-R-D-U-K. Have you ever heard of that? I've shared this on my social media. But Marduk was a chief god of ancient Babylon associated with justice, compassion, healing, and magic. His name likely derives from the Sumerian Amar-Utu, bull calf of the sun god Utu, right? Like the golden calf, symbolizing strength and divinity. In other words, they think that they're God. This is the bull god, okay, the calf. And they're a bunch of bull. Anyway, he rose to prominence in Babylon's patron deity as the patron deity under Hammurabi, embodying order and kingship. Okay, so that's where they get their name because they believe they're basically the Babylonian god, Marduk, the chief god of Babylon. And this is Babylon. We are bringing down Babylon. Babylon is basically the biblical name for the New World Order. This Babylon, evil, satanic cabal. And he thinks he's one of the chief gods of Babylon. The Murdochs are. So that's why they have their name. So, they have a huge media empire, and they're trying to use it to foment this war. And President Trump made it very clear that he likes the people that they have hired. They're really great people, but they're controlled, just like we saw with Tucker. He was controlled, and so after he went outside of the line, they parted ways because they knew that they couldn't control him. That was the issue. And so, yeah, he said that they were so kind when they canned him, right? So they're very kind. This is what the, you know, these people who are in this club, in this network, they're very nice and they're very respectful and very gracious. And that's it's a plot. It's a ploy. It's a trick. It's a trap. All right. So I think that's everything I had to share today. Just so you guys know, if you haven't looked into this, this is about the telomeres. Check into it because today is the last day. It's normally like $89, but you can get it today for $39 if you want to try it, because this is where it helps to protect your telomeres. On the end of your DNA strand, they want to fray, and it makes it harder to get well as you're, and that's why we age, is because the tips of our telomeres get aged and fray at the bottom. This is kind of the picture of it, and so we're trying to protect that, and this is what this new technology is about. So here's the link. I'll share it in the chat in case you guys want to try it and see how you like it, but this is where we're headed. I really do believe that our lifespans will increase as our telomeres stay long. And this is what this the new technology is about. I just want to make sure that you guys were aware of it if you wanted to try it. The first thing is detoxing. This is the same company that does the detox. And I do this every day to get this at the cellular level out of my body. And so I've seen a lot of improvement on a lot of different things on doing the detox. So they do the detox. And now they've also been, he was telling me about this like a year ago, that they're doing all this research on the telomeres. And this is it's just now come out in like a month ago. So in case you wanted to try that, it's on special right now for $39 and to help your telomeres to lengthen. Also, the special, today's the last day of the special of the $39. Did I say that? And then also the $49.98 Giza. Is the Giza Dream Sheets are on for $49.98. Today's the last day. Those are the ones that are so comfortable and beautiful. And so they're on for $49.98. I'll pop that into the comments, just letting you know that that's ending today. So if you want to do it, that's ending today. And just so you know, miraculously, we finished. I don't even tell you what happened with the book. But anyway, we got it. We finally got the new study guide ready. End Times, Major Clues for Minor Prophets study guide is ready. It was a rodeo. Thanks to Tammy helping me to get this done. So we are ready for you guys. You can go grab it over on Amazon, and I'll put the link in there too. But anyway, so to do your homework, again, what I think you should do is read the book first, or listen to my audiobook. Listen to it and to truly try to understand each of the minor prophets. I know it's a lot, but it's just so wonderful because they were telling us everything we're experiencing in this day. It just gives you so much hope and confidence. Anyway, so then take the book, try to do the homework, see if you got it, and that will tell you. It's not for me. It's for you. So you'll know, you know, I'm not trying to be like, oh, in your paper, you know, marking, you know, when something was wrong, but then to let you know what you really retained and what you did not retain. Okay. I've been teaching for a long time. I know how that works. It works for me too. All right. So you would write that answer down. And then if you wanted to, you can get the answer key if you want to, especially, or if you're doing like a small group study with someone else, you can, have this kind of as a teacher guide. But here is also the ones we just finished. If you haven't seen any of these, the best one to start with right now is the End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace study guide. Start with that and really understanding the truth about End Times, the Mark of the Beast, 666 and all that. But on and on freedomforce.live, if you go to the videos right here, you will see that I have this section right here, small group end time study. The live one is the one we just recently finished. It's got 28 videos on that one. So that one is where you'll be able to do the end time study with us together, and that we've already completed. And then, but this one is starting on End Times, Major Clues for Minor Prophets is starting on the 28th. So get your book, get your homework done, and get ready because we're going to be doing that on this Saturday. I think that's everything. I think that's everything I had to share with you. And I think that we just got a lot of great things. We love you, God. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We thank you for our wonderful president showing us such amazing faith and such courage in the middle of all this. So amazing. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for our country and through President Trump and all these wonderful people who did this amazing mission accomplished in Iran. And Lord, we just believe that they're going to be set free and everyone's going to be so happy in Iran again after all that they've been through, used as by the evildoers for this evil purpose. I thank you, Lord, that your promise is that the evildoers will be gone. You say we'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. Oh, we cannot wait. We cannot wait. No, we don't know what the next days are ahead, Lord. We trust your plan. You've given us some inkling of things that are happening in the future. And so we're just, until that day when we're completely set free from these people, we just trust you. We absolutely trust you. We trust your plan. We trust your timing. We trust that this is all going to go according to your word, according to your perfect timing and your perfect plan. And we are so thankful to be a part of it, to be awake, to be watching your kingdom come and your will being done on this earth as it is in heaven. Help us, Lord, to be just like Raising Cain, where we destroy the evil. We put a stop to all this evil. We stamp it out. You've made us like, as you said in your word, like these, we have strong hooves to just trample out the enemy. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to see this day when we'll have peace on earth all over the world. We're seeing that come. We're going to have health all over the world. We're going to have the golden age. We thank you. We praise you. I pray you'll wake up the church. Help them to come out of the confusion. And we know that one day soon you're going to do this mass start awakening. We're going to see everyone awaken. You're going to pour out your spirit on all flesh and they'll see the truth. I guess that's really the keystone, Lord, that you are going to expose all this. You're going to reveal this to humanity. Help them to see the truth, and the truth will set us free. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you that we're going to see your kingdom come, and you as the great king of this wonderful kingdom all throughout the world. We pray all this. Oh, and I pray your blessings on my people, my wonderful family, my wonderful Freedom Force Battalion family. Continue to bless them. Guide them every day. Protect their bodies. Protect their minds. Protect their families. Protect their peace of mind. Help them to know that you've got this and you've guided us all this time. You're going to see us through to the end, and you will love how this movie ends. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to bless everyone of the Freedom Force Battalion. Help us to grow. Help us to get this truth out so other people know this too. And we pray this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. Before I go, I want to make sure that you guys know, go over, if you possibly can, go over to my X account, freedomforce.live. I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong. my account is x.com@MelissaRedPill, okay? So I want you to go and grab, go over there and be one of my friends. Be over there over on X. If you possibly can, if you can get an X account somehow with some kind of phone number. I know you were kicked off just like I was. I found a way to get back on. So if you'll get on there and then we'll share this, this truth, and please post, repost. Please go and comment if you possibly can. You don't have to say a big long thing. Just whatever the Lord puts on your heart, go and comment on there. Hit the heart. Just whatever you can do to help that to grow. It's really been growing. And I really appreciate it. We're starting from scratch, so I need you guys to help me because it's really helping to get this truth out. I think one I did the other day got like 261,000 views. So yay, that's because of you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, guys, that's it. I gotta go, and I know you do too. I love you so much with all my heart. I'm so glad we're here together. I know you are too. I know we're so glad we've got each other through all this mayhem. I love you, and I'll talk to you later.